Hey everybody, this is Brian.
And this is Josh.
Welcome to the podcast for Curiosity Continuum.
Curiosity Continuum is an industry-innovating, non-traditional company passionate about growing wisdom in the next generation.
We are the essential bridge between the analog and digital worlds by building collaborative communities that unleash the power of adaptive expertise and innovation needed to thrive in the 21st century.
We combine and mix essential elements needed to empower people to succeed in new ways, not possible outside of a creative, thoughtful, diverse community of fellow curious people.
Follow us on your favorite podcast app to receive notifications of new content. If you like what you hear and want to dive deeper, visit us at curiositycontinuum.com. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation. Live from our studio.
Yes, we are actually live.
Folks,
we've been doing this a while, haven't we, Brian?
We're in our sixth year of recording. And over the course of time, we've not necessarily always put time markers in. But this was a really important one. 5 years of never missing a Monday is something to celebrate. And when we look back at when we started and the first episode we launched outside of the like coming soon trailer thing, it was called the Value of Friendship.
The Value of Friendship. Yep.
And this episode is called the Continued Value of Friendship, right? Or the Ongoing Value of Friendship?
Correct. Now I remember like when we did that, and it was us basically saying to people, you and I like continue to be friends this many years. We choose to be friends. So what is the value of that? And that was kind of like, I should have actually listened to that episode before we got on and recorded this episode, but that was kind of like the rhythm of that, right?
It was. Honestly, I didn't want to listen to the episode before we did this because I wanted it to be kind of what we remembered. So what's going to be interesting is this, like we'll be able to go back and listen to what we said at go.
Right.
And now we'll be able to say, well, what did we remember? Because oftentimes I think as time has drifted forward and we still have great memories as far as like cognitively it works, but you kind of like get the perspective of time. It's a different thing now, right? So I can say that the continued value of friendship is this, is I've gotten to know my friend even more, even though you think like, well, of course I know this person. But
right.
As we've had just the amount of episodes we've done, if we said we didn't have any conversations outside of podcasting, which folks, as our wives can attest, we have plenty of conversations outside of the podcast recording studio. I've learned so much about my friend, and I've grown an appreciation for the friendship because as I've seen friendships come and go, and as I've seen the world move forward in the ways that it's moved forward, I'm grateful for a friend that's a true friend, not somebody that I've bought with dollars or stuff, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, I think I feel the same way. Kind of the way I feel about it is weird. It's a very, I have two minds about it. The first mind is Brian and I knew each other for years. And then we kind of fell out a little bit, like after Brian got married, I got married. We kind of had this moment, I would call it a moment in our friendship, where we weren't really in contact every day or in contact
That's
every
right.
week even. There was a period of like 2-3, maybe it was like 4 years. I don't even know how long it was now because we made up for it
right.
far and wide between. But what I feel about that is that was the moment. We had this moment, and then we kind of came back together, and we decided, and admittedly, I pushed Brian really hard into it. I said, let's do the podcast. And Brian was very hesitant for actually months, maybe at like 2 years. And I said, let's do it. And he did it. And then we did that, you know, that inaugural episode, The Value of Friendship.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, exactly. But from there on, I can solidly say that Brian and I have talked at least 5 times a week to the chagrin of maybe our wives. Whether it's text or calling or whatever, we have talked, we have discussed, we have actually iterated on things. So maybe, you know, like we pushed this a little farther than we wanted to. in the value, but I can say I've learned Brian. I've learned from Brian. Like, he has taught me more, and I want to reciprocate that back. Like, some of the stuff he said to me and some of the stuff I've learned, I'm like, oh yeah, okay. And that's good. And I've taken that into my everyday life.
I know that with this podcast, if Brian had ran the show, let me actually go back to talk about my hesitance. I didn't understand why a podcast would be important or the value of it, right? Now, I valued what my friend said, but I just didn't understand it because it wasn't my world. It wasn't anything that I sought after. I just woke up in the middle of the night and go, I wish I was a podcaster. It just never happened to me that way.
Right.
But Josh had listened to podcasts all the time. You know, he was listening to multiple kinds of podcasts when he brought the suggestion, and I'm so glad he did, because I valued my friend enough to introduce me to something that would become valuable, but I didn't perceive the value at the time. Now, let's fast forward a couple years in. Brian is also known to kind of start things, and he loves starting new things, right? And about that particular time, I said, Josh, like, let's not do the podcast anymore. I think we did some good stuff. He's like, no, I want to keep going. And if over the course of these episodes, if you've heard Josh and I and our differences, usually I will be charging far ahead and Josh will be one that will kind of say, let's just hold for a minute, right? And that's a working, I'll call it a working healthy tension at times. Sometimes, yeah. I'm like, bro. And sometimes you're like, Brian, calm down.
I'm like, bro. Brian's like, bro. And I'm like, bro.
Bro. And I'm like,
there's
bro.
If you know the bro culture, that's a difference.
But what I didn't realize is we pushed through that. Mm-hmm. And now at this particular point, as people have come to us, say, we would love your help. I'm like, how can we help you? They, outside of the conversations, the things that we start, say, I'd like to start a podcast. How did you do it? And there's no way these things would have come if we were just kind of like 2 years and done, right?
No.
We've learned a lot. There's been like the natural peaks and valleys through some of this journey, which has actually been good, because you realize then something like
there's a consistency.
There's a consistency and there's a choice. So in the friendship that we've had, it is a choice. Like Josh said, episode one, we chose to be friends. And through this iteration of Curiosity Continuum and the continuing work of it, we've continued to choose to be friends. We've continued to do the work, and we've continued to figure out how we grow together. And that's any healthy relationship. You have to understand how you grow together, because otherwise you don't go together.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. If you don't understand how you can grow together, you just don't. It is like this weird kind of marriage almost. Brian and I are obviously not married, but we are married to other people. We're not married to each other. But that, I really feel that dynamic is our friendship as well. The marriage is CC, which is this podcast. And it's the consistency is one time a week, we're going to at least record something. Now, to be fair, we have done batch recordings. We have done stuff, but we always are consistent with one episode a week is published. So I feel that consistency keeps both of us in check. And there are times, I mean, there are many times that I feel like I'm not going to do this, but because of my friendship with Brian, I want to do it. And I'm sure Brian feels the same way, but maybe both of us are cowards and we don't say that to each other. So we actually get to do this, but the benefit is the audience. And even if the audience is small, it's valuable. And I want to say
big,
that to,
it's valuable.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to say that to everybody that is podcasting, maybe have 5 people a week downloading, you know, or even less. It doesn't matter, right? Like, I always said, if we can help one person with CC, to me, that's valuable. Because to me, that's like, holy crap, I did that, right? I'm sorry, Brian, but I'll let you talk in a second. I've never said this to Brian, just, you know, I've never said to Brian to stop talking. But
you need to
I
more,
feel
according to more.
Yeah, but I feel like if I say I help one person every episode, I do. That's valuable to me, and I think Brian feels a lot the same way.
Where Josh brings it down to very practical means, it makes it less overwhelming. I think a lot of times when people start a podcast or they start a new adventure, do you want the big splash? Sure.
Of course.
Yeah. But if you listen to any entrepreneurs who have had a success or what you've called a success, they have all had some type of up-down, multiple up-down, sideways. But they keep showing up. And they keep showing up on a consistent basis. And if you can do a little bit every day, it's that rock on the pile. One little rock on the pile every day, and pretty soon you're going to have a big pile of rocks. Part of the thing that Josh and I have talked with people about is they've come to us and said, why would you start one, or what would you recommend? I always talk about commitment. And I tell them, if you're going to do this, I said, it's great. I love it. I love working with my friend on this thing. It really benefits people, just to the audience, to listen to people talk and to work through their own ideas and things.
Right.
But you have to commit. And if you're not ready to commit, that's okay. But then maybe a podcast isn't for you. The consistency really does have an impact on your listening audience, because it's a constant in their life. And look, folks, there's a lot of things changing. It's nice to find those continuity moments or things that you can kind of rely on.
Yeah, I mean, think about that for a second. The reliability, that's a friend, right? That is the value of friendship right there. And so I think Brian and I, coming into this podcast, we want it to be your friend. We want it to be something you can rely on. And you know every Monday there's going to be an episode there. Whether it's new or it's an encore. And I think people need to, I have gotten some feedback on some of the encores where they're like, oh, I've listened to this before. I'm like, yeah, you have. But have you actually listened to it? Have you, do you understand how in the arc of our episodes now, this is needed? Because when I put an encore out, I am the one who chooses that, by the way. I choose what encore to put out. And I look at the episodes we have and the episodes we're going to have. And I feel to myself, that episode there helps. And I know a lot of people think, oh, you're just throwing an old episode in. I'm like, no. I'm like actually looking at what we're doing and looking to the future. And so I think, honestly, with friendships, that's what you should do. Like, are we looking to the future? Because the past is already done. I can't, like, change that. But I can change the future. And so the arc of the future is what I'm looking to change. And that's why sometimes I put an encore in. I call it an encore. I mean, honestly, Brian and I could probably just put it in there and you guys wouldn't even know it's an old episode because we've done so many now. I think we're gracious enough to say, oh, this is an encore. Listen to it. You know what I'm saying, Brian?
When I hear my friend say something to me a few times, I listen differently. If he says something to me once, I'm like, okay, cool.
Right.
Like, hey, Brian, you should try out this, you know, snack or something like that. He's like, okay, fine, man. You know, whatever.
That's
like,
never our friendship, by the way. I'm never like, try this Fig Newton. It's great. Like, no.
Did you ever eat Fig Newtons, Josh?
I did. They were a very delicacy in my household because we didn't have any money and they were expensive.
That's why you flared your pinky when you held the Fig Newton.
Ooh. Yep. Now my Earl Grey and Fig Newton, I'm like, here.
Hey, you like you some Earl Grey.
Now, yeah, I do love it.
When you tried to switch off some of other stuff, like you didn't like coffee, but Earl Grey, you can drink some Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. Black tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
With, I totally got lost now in thinking about tea and coffee, Josh. This is where we are with everything. But if your friend says something to you twice or three times,
right,
you really start to pay attention. And
if you really care about that friend, you will. Yeah,
I can't tell you the amount of times where that's almost been a comfort to me.
Right. Me too.
Like, not like, oh, you said this already. But you know what? Maybe I'm the only person around And even though I catch many things maybe the first time, it really does benefit me to have it said a second time or a third time, depending on the topic.
I'm married, and I know that things said to me one time are not always the same things I hear.
It's like, oh, you meant this.
Oh, you meant that. Oh, oh. You really actually meant to say that. Okay.
How many times do I have to tell you? At least twice.
At least three times. The first time, I'm not going to hear it. The second time, I'm going to kind of hear it. Third time, I'm going to actually listen to you. That's what I always say.
I'm going to tell Mel when she's telling you something. If you told him, just say, this is an encore to the conversation that we had before.
Oh, boy. Oh. I'm in trouble.
let's stop it right here so you can get a head start running down the road here, Josh.
Right.
So, I value my friend. I'm grateful we can continue this journey together as long as people will listen and as long as we keep on keeping on with it.
Yeah, I think this is a great kind of like episode where we just kind of take a look back and then look forward. You know? I don't got
until
much more to
time,
say.
Let's just close it out then. Put a comma here. Until next time, this is Brian.
And this is Josh.
For Curiosity Continuum. Thank you.